Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone at the Malvern Country Music Gathering coming up this weekend. Fred Larson joins us this morning. He's the festival organizer and host. Good morning, Fred. How are you?
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Well, I'm good. How's the festival coming together this year?
So far, so good. Everything's looking good. Getting a lot of folks coming in from all around the area, professionals, non-professionals, and I think the sun's going to shine for us on Saturday and Friday, and we're going to be good shape here, it looks like.
Oh, very good. Well, you and I have talked about this in the past. Give folks a little bit of history about how this came about.
Okay, you betcha. Yeah, it's always held the first. It's called the Malvern Country Music Gathering. Yours truly took it over back in 2011. I renamed it that. But Earl and Ruth Smith were the four founders of it from Pacific Junction. Unfortunately, they lost their home this year, but they used to have a jam session in Pacific Junction. They moved it to the town of Malvern, and then they decided to have a festival around Veterans Day, but not on Veterans Day. Sometimes it was the first week, sometimes the second week in November. I helped them for about 3 years before I took over in 2011 because they needed help, and learned a lot, and got my feet wet pretty good since then. Basically, it's always, we've locked it in now with the city council because the weather is decent, the first Friday and Saturday of November. This year, it's November 1st, Friday, and November 2nd on Saturday. So I guess you could say after Halloween, whatever the weekend after Halloween, the first Friday and Saturday, it might be on different dates. This year just happens to be the day after Halloween, first and second.
You bet. Well, a lot of folks, when they hear something like this, they think concert, but that's not really necessarily the case. This is a music gathering.
Yes, sir. It's all fun for everybody who comes. Same prices as always, $3 Friday, $4 Saturday to get to that part of it. Children under six are free. All our proceeds go to the Liberty Memorial Building here where we play in Malvern. It's a historical building built after World War II. It's real special. We do a Veterans Day tribute on Saturday night that's very special. It's grown into about a half hour to 40-minute show. All the musicians shut everything down. And everybody comes to our Malvern Country Music Gathering Veterans Tribute. We play songs and do tributes to local folks and so forth. And anyway, it's just a good time to get together and socialize. We have a food vendor this year from Back Alley Diner out of Plattsburgh, Nebraska, that will be there all day Saturday. I will tell you real quick here. I know you just let me usually go on. Friday night, the doors open at 5 p.m., that's when the potluck starts at 5:30. Bring the main dish, the dessert, and salad, whatever. If you come from a long ways away, don't worry about it. We have a ton of food. Basically, we do that, and we have introductions and things and announcements, and we start playing at 7 o'clock, open jam stage show, acoustic and electric, from 7 to 11, but don't pay attention to that time either. I never kick anybody out at 11. Sometimes we play till 2 in the morning on that first day. The next day is Saturday. The doors open at 10 a.m., it goes all day long, like I say, all the way up till 6 o'clock is when we do p.m. 6 p.m. is our Veterans Day tribute. Lasts around a half hour to 40 minutes. Also, basically, we do this from the main stage show is the ones where we have the open stage. Basically, that has electric and acoustic, and everybody that has a turn signs up on a slot or a page. They get their two songs apiece, or if you're a band, you get three songs. So basically, even if we have folks that come and back the people who bring their instrument, which is their voice, if they don't play an instrument, we have people that can back you, and you can sing, and they'll play any song you'd like. Them folks that's doing the backing that's on stage throughout the day, numerous folks, they also get their two songs when it comes their turn. And we just keep rotating. The music never stops. Like I say, sometimes we play till 2, 3 in the morning. We've been known to play all night here. So basically don't pay attention to the times, but look to have a good time when you get here. The other story I will tell you, we have jam rooms set up upstairs in the big gymnasium. It's acoustic. Sometimes people hook up electric stuff there, too. There's an American Legion room upstairs that they've remodeled, and it has adequate room for about 10 folks in the circle jam. And acoustic, and just any spot you can find is fine. Sometimes on the good weather days, there'll even be people jamming outside of the building or around town. Also, we have a rescue station next door that's given us permission, and we used it last year for the first time for our downstairs jam session room. It's a beautiful facility. It's not even just like walking across the alley to your neighbor's backyard. That's how close it is. And because our first floor jam room turned into be City Hall, so we don't have that anymore. And that's why we go next door for that. And basically, that's kind of in a nutshell what it's about. We give all the money back to the building fund. They have a special building fund here in town, Friends of the Community Building, and all the donations and the proceeds and the ones that I pay for my volunteers or anybody that can't afford it, I put in for it. And every penny goes to the building fund. It's not about making money. It's about keeping the music alive.
You bet. And when you mention music, it's all kinds of music, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. We have we listed as Country Music Gathering, but it's not all country. It's as advertised on our flyer, we say old time with traditional, and it's country, it's bluegrass. We have hillbilly music, mountain music, anything with a melody, Civil War music, Irish music. I even had folks, had a classical guitar player, a fine player out of Council Bluffs, Omaha area. Tom Ward was his name, fine young man. He came down a couple of years. He brought his daughter last year. No matter what your talent level, too, if you're a beginner or if you're a professional, we have professional folks. Had Betty Rydell, Ed Rydell from Minnesota. She may not make it this year. She was doing some surgery. Have a fella and a lady named Don Joy and Melanie Lynn. They're a duet. They play on the RFD TV station. You'll see them on there sometimes. Like I said, we have all kinds of folks of all talent levels, and they're really humble folks. I even advertise as no alcohol or drugs allowed, and I also have on my flyer no Eagles allowed. So we have to stay humble, and we're all here to have a great time. And so far I've had pretty good success with the way I've been running it, and if I always am open for suggestions. And I sure thank you, Jim, for all the time that you've given us in advertisement. We have one of Red, let's see, you're from Atlantic, that I remember. That's your station, and we're having Jeremy Fagg is going to join us again. Fine young performer from your area, going to even be part of our veterans tribute that he does a nice song on about More Than a Name on the Wall, I believe is the name of it. And yeah, it's just a lot of fun. It's a big family reunion. Sometimes you only see these folks once a year.
Do you have to go out and recruit a lot of artists, Fred, or do a lot of them just come on down?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm kind of an old-fashioned fellow. I just hang flyers. I have a lady named Ruby Sims and her friends sometimes that help me post these flyers all over. And the folks that I've met over the years at jam sessions and different festivals, some of them are more high-tech than me. So basically, yeah, just by word of mouth, and sometimes people see a flyer or by your radio stations. Thank God for the radio, like that song says. And appreciate the live music venues and thank God for the radio. We advertise as much as we can that way, and then sometimes it's just kind of like people want to see what it's about, and they love music like I do, and the friendships are formed. So that's basically where it all goes. And once people get down here and get started, why, they can't wait to come back for the next one. And sometimes even in the local community, it's the best kept secret, unfortunately, and that happens, unfortunately, where people think that they don't like that hillbilly or that twang stuff, but once they go, they can't wait to go to the next one. Like I say, I'll guarantee folks will have a great time, and it's just a lot of fun. Music soothes the soul.
Sure.
So
well,
we need.
Yeah, and live music especially. Anytime you get a live performance of any kind of music, it's just that much more inspirational.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And like I say, if you want to learn how to play an instrument, you'll see everything from, you'll name it here, there'll be folks that bring in electronic keyboards, but it sounds like a real piano. We don't have a big piano, but I've had steel players, guitar, mandolin. I'll name a whole bunch of them for you. Harmonica, that's what I play, my favorite instrument. Mandolins, guitars, bass guitars, ukuleles. You'll even see old-fashioned things like a buddy of mine named Jeff Ostis out of Plattsmouth that plays the musical saw. He's quite a talented fellow. He plays everything from mandolin to guitar to juice harp. He plays bones. He plays spoons. He's a great singer. His sister's a great singer named Pam. My biggest volunteers are Fred and Dorothy Teckow out of the Silver City, along with Marilyn Preen, who's the sister to Dorothy, out of Glenwood. And then Jeff Ostis helps quite a bit. Earl and Ruth Smith, the forerunners of this festival, still help. Earl Earl does all the sound, and Fred helps with that some, but mostly it's all Earl doing all that good stuff, and Ruthie helps me with the potluck, and anyway, we're just having a big old time every year, and I'm going to try to keep her going as long as we can. Every year it's different. Some years we have, I think the most we've ever had for when I have them sign the book, the ones that do, we have, might have some repeats. Sometimes on a Friday we get about 75 or 6, sometimes 80, sometimes 55. Saturday's a little bigger, and when you add them all together, I think the most we've had is like 290 or 95. Last year I think was right around the 260 range for the 2 days, and it never gets too loud. We try to control that, and it's kind of like the format where you come in like the old Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians on the TV, where they'd show them in a big room where they're eating and they're playing. That's similar to that, basically, is what the main stage consists of. And like I said, we try to be forgiving to the players and not talk too loud and so forth. But that's pretty much what it is, Jim. And you could probably got some other stuff you're thinking of, I know.
Well, I know you've got a lot of things covered there. You got a good venue. You got a good opportunity for folks to come on down and play. You got good people coming down there. And, of course, you got a little good food there, too. Sounds like you got it all covered.
Yes, we do. We've had Tom and Tiff's out of Glenwood for years. They did a nice job for about 3 years or so for me. And then we had the Classic. Now Malvern's quite a city. It has the first-class state house and the Classic, and it has the C&M Cafe with the other specials and the hamburgers and the home stuff and all that great stuff that we get all the time. And there's a first-class grocery store here that we have. I will tell you real quick, I know you probably got to run, but we store named Mulholland's. It has everything. First-class meat counter. That's a specialty. He does all kinds of neat things. We have camping available around $5 camping with facilities at the fairgrounds. We have $20 camping at the fairgrounds. We have 15, I believe it is, camping at the Beaner Palm, which is right up the street, which is only about 4 blocks away. The one I referred to earlier, the campground, is less than a mile away. We have motels handy, Hotel Arthur. Hotel Arthur has given us a $55, $65 rate. Red Oak, we have a great rate there with the roadway that's the old Super 8 and so forth, and there's a Red Coach Inn. So we do have plenty of spaces, and local artist here in town, Zach Jones, who's painted beautiful murals inside, has an apartment for rent. It's like a $90 or $100 a night type of thing, and I think there's 1 day left for that, but... And there's a bunkhouse. This place is right along the Wabash Nature Trail. The bunkhouse, I think, is full this year. So we try to accommodate everybody is what I'm trying to say.
You bet. Coming up this Friday and Saturday, 5 o'clock, doors will open up Friday night, the potluck, and then they have the jam session up there on stage through the evening. And then Saturday they'll open up the doors at 10 a.m., the Veterans Day tribute at 6 p.m. Otherwise, it's just kind of an all-day event. And you're welcome to come on out and enjoy the Malvern Country Music Gathering there at the Liberty Memorial Building on Main Street in Malvern. Fred Larson, thank you so much for all you do, Fred. Appreciate the visit this morning.
Thank you, Jim. Just sure thank you for the advertisement, and thank you for doing it the old-fashioned way on the radio.